Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. There are many more podcasts for this and all of our other faith radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast. Well, good morning and welcome back. It's an historic ministry reaching millions of forgotten people around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can get involved in helping them in their incredible work. The ministry I'm talking about is Far East Broadcasting, and joining us is their president, Ed Cannon. Good morning, Ed, and welcome to Faith Radio.
Yeah, good morning. So happy to be here today with you.
Well, Far East Broadcasting really focuses on reaching what you call the forgotten peoples of the world. So tell me, who are these peoples and where do they live?
Well, actually, the forgotten people of the world is a great term, but we kind of like the term the least reached. So how you define the forgotten people are people that don't have a Bible in their hand, maybe don't even have a Bible translated in their language, they don't have a church in their community, and they live in very remote places around the world. Bill, when Far East Broadcasting Company started 70 years ago, most of those people lived in jungle regions, in practically uncivilized areas in third world countries. But as that term has changed over the years, the least reached can be people in places like Japan, where there's less than 0.1% of Christians in the community. So we go after people who don't regularly have access to a pastor or a Bible or a Christian radio program.
I know that for many millions around the world, FEBC broadcasts are their first and really their only exposure to the hope of Jesus Christ, even with the great missionary work that's going on. Is it true that many of these listeners, except for the broadcast of FEBC, may never hear about who Jesus is and God's love for them?
That's absolutely right, and I'm not just saying that from my own experience. We hear that, Bill, from millions of listeners every year, people who are in such distant places that missionaries can't get there easily, but radio waves can penetrate geographic boundaries, difficult terrain, even jail cells. So radio can get a lot of places where missionaries can't, and in some cases, where missionaries are not even allowed by difficult governments or oppressive religious situations. So, they hear on the radio what no one else has ever shared with them before.
Give us an idea of some of your signals and the places that they are located. I know you have some major signals, often a shortwave. Where are you broadcasting from?
Our shortwave signals come primarily out of the Philippines, Manila. We have two very large shortwave stations there that penetrate all of Asia, all the way through Russia, through Ukraine, to Moscow, to St. Petersburg, all through Indonesia, India, Pakistan, and all the Southeast Asia countries. This has been the historic route of where FEBC has broadcast on these shortwave radio stations. And through responses of listeners, we have developed this sort of reputation of an organization that we can trust, that we know is delivering a good theological message. People understand that brand name. And so now that many people are moving to different forms of media, we're using that reputation and that trusted brand to broadcast on FM stations, on AM stations, through the internet broadcasts, on cell phones, and even sometimes we deliver the gospel message on micro SD chips in places where signals are blocked or there isn't access to Christian radio or any radio stations.
Amazing. So technology continues to march on, even in the mission field in some great ways. Tell us a little bit about the history of FEBC. Who were Bob Bowman and John Broger, and what did they do, Ed?
Yeah, they were the founders of our company. John Broger was a military communications specialist assigned to the Asia Pacific during the Second World War. He was a brilliant man, and his assignment was to set up radio communication so that the U.S. forces and the Allies could communicate between airplanes, battleships, and forces on the ground. When the war ended, his assignment from the government was to dismantle all this radio equipment that he had established all through the Asia-Pacific region. And his supervisor told him that when he dismantled the equipment, he was simply to just dump it in the ocean. So he asked, is there any chance that the government would allow me to use some of these transmitters to set up a radio broadcast network? And when the government asked him, gee, what are you going to use that for? He said, I'm going to use that to proclaim the gospel to China. And the U.S. government said, oh, great, fine, you go ahead. And we used transmitters that had been part of the war effort to start broadcasting the gospel into China. And that was 1947. John Broger was the communications expert. Bob Bowman was a minister, pastor. He was a member of a famous quartet called the Haven of Rest. And together, these two men agreed to form the Far East Broadcasting Company. John Broger took care of a lot of the technical work, and Bob Bowman took care of the fundraising and the administrative work back here in the U.S. And they began broadcasting. And interestingly, they broadcast into China for 13 years, totally on faith, not any idea as to whether or not people were hearing or whether they were responding, until 13 years later, we got our first letter from a listener in China who took a risk by writing it because he knew his letters would get opened and read by the government. However, he said, please be encouraged. Many are listening, and we want to hear more about your Jesus Christ. So with that inspiration, the staff started working harder and harder and harder and broadcasting in. And now, some 70 years later, we're receiving just shy of 1 million handwritten or email letters from people in that same country, China, telling us the same thing. We're hearing your broadcasts. They're making a difference, and we want to know more about Jesus Christ. When I go to our staff in Hong Kong, we have an office in Hong Kong for our Chinese ministries. They're so proud to show you that very first letter they ever received, encouraging them that people are listening and people are hearing. And when our staff there think about the ministry, Bill, they clearly express, this is a ministry of faith. We proclaim God's word. People hear God's word. And when it's proclaimed clearly and without any man-made alterations, they come to faith.
Just when I hear you sharing that, 1 million letters from these individuals, many handwritten, and I've seen some of those letters myself. I was involved with some work with Far East Broadcasting several years ago before you were there, and I'll share that story after the break. We're talking to Ed Cannon. He is the president of Far East Broadcasting. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on the Faith Radio Network.
.7 FM and AM 900, the Twin Cities Faith Radio.
Good morning. It's the Faith Radio Network. Bill Meyer with Ed Cannon, the president of Far East Broadcasting Corporation. And Ed, before the break, we were talking about the incredible ministry to China starting shortly after World War II. Where are some of the other places that Far East is reaching these forgotten peoples?
Yeah, well, actually, we're in over 30 countries broadcasting. And after we started with the success in China, many of the other countries where people were doing ministry work realized the power of radio and heard what was going on in China. So they started saying, we need to put this into the Philippines. We need radio in Indonesia. We need radio in Japan. We need radio in Korea. Korea is a great example of growth. Dr. Billy Kim, fairly well known here in the U.S., approached Bob Bowman and said, I want to start a radio network here in South Korea. Dr. Bowman asked Dr. Billy Kim, he said, how much money do you have? And Dr. Billy Kim said, I don't have one dime. And that was the beginning of FEBC Korea. Today, FEBC Korea has 13 large FM stations in Korea. And in addition, they broadcast on a powerful AM radio into Japan, because Christian radio is not allowed in Japan. So we broadcast from Korea, a broadcast every day that covers the entire country.
I had no idea the Japanese would not allow Christian radio into their country. What's the rationale there?
They don't want conflict over discussions of religion. So there's no religious radio in Japan. It's not a hostile environment. The government just doesn't want conflict. So for us to be able to proclaim the gospel on an FM station being broadcast out of Tokyo or Hiroshima, for example, the government would not allow that. So we could dampen down our message and have a hopeful message or a message that doesn't include the gospel, but that wouldn't accomplish our purpose. So what we've done is build this tower in Korea so that we can broadcast in so that we're clear to be able to proclaim the whole truth of Jesus Christ's message of salvation.
And let's talk about what's on the air on Far East Broadcasting Corporation stations. What's the programming that a person might hear? Let's say they were listening in a remote village in Cambodia.
Well, yeah, I'm very familiar with our broadcasts in Cambodia. A lot of our programs aren't what you would say teaching and preaching like we might hear on a Christian radio station here in the U.S. because with so few Christians, we have to put programming on that not only attracts the listener, but satisfies the government that we're making a positive difference in the community so that they'll allow us to have the programming. So we have programming on making your marriage better, how to raise good children, even programs about finding clean water and going to the doctor. But I've heard our staff in Cambodia say, in every program we do, whether it's how to have improve your marriage or how to be a better employee, we make sure that Jesus Christ is in every program. They turn the subject to biblical truths and encourage people that the easiest way to seek solutions for everyday problems in life are through Bible study and faith in Christ. Then, when they become interested in that, they'll listen to discipleship programs that we have, which occupy 40 or 50% of the day, and pure Bible teaching programs. It's very interesting you mentioned Cambodia, because one of my favorite examples was we actually had a program on in Cambodia that taught people how to be better frog farmers. There's a problem in Cambodia where the frog farmers were losing all their frogs because they were jumping over the fences. And what had happened over the years, the frogs became hybrids, better frogs, stronger frogs. They could jump higher than they used to. And the frog farmer simply didn't have a high enough fence. And I thought, how in the world are you going to turn this to the gospel? And then they said, God created frogs, and he told man to be dominant over them. So you need to build a bigger fence. I thought it was wonderful.
And actually,
the question you've asked is very important, because our programming, FEBC's pillar, is that we broadcast in-country with indigenous leaders who speak the local language and really understand the local culture. So what we'll broadcast in Cambodia is very different than what we'll broadcast in Indonesia, for example, which is primarily Muslim. Cambodia is primarily Buddhist. China is primarily atheist. So our indigenous leaders, our indigenous broadcasters, not only speak the local language and understand the local culture, but best understand how people will hear the gospel and as a result come to faith in Christ.
Mm. Ed, I've met some of those broadcasters myself. Several years ago, I traveled with a Far East Broadcasting Corporation team to Indonesia, which I know is a country that you're very involved in, and met some of those local broadcasters on the island of Java, and the island of Sulawesi, yeah, and the island of Bali. And just to see their passion, and as you know, Indonesia, probably 95-98% of the people there are Muslim, follow the Islamic faith, except on the island of Bali, where they're primarily Hindu, very few Christians. But these broadcasters working with FEBC, spreading God's love in the various Indonesian dialects, I have to tell you how moved I was just by their passion for Christ and their passion for their people.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite countries. And, you know, you were there a number of years ago. Let me encourage you and tell you most recently what's happening in Indonesia through our radio stations is that we have a counseling line. So we encourage people, if they're interested in what they're hearing in the program, to call in. And when they call in, then we can get very personal about evangelism and explaining to them how they can seek Christ in their life. So many more people are calling recently in the last few years. And one of the things they're saying, Bill, is that it's this presence of radical Islam which is causing me to call because I really am questioning a faith that encourages me to kill someone because of what they believe. Mm. And I'm seeking your God, who's a loving God and has a message for all sinners. And it's so encouraging to our staff there because the number of calls are just overwhelming. And that's a great problem to have.
Mm. That is beautiful, Ed. I want to mention that our listeners here at Faith Radio can get involved in this great ministry. Every $30 you give will provide one radio. Every radio you give has the power to reach 25 people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I can tell you, Ed, let me just share this picture with you. I was in a remote mountain village on the island of Sulawesi, and it wasn't just 25, there were probably 50 villagers in this small village where they lived in huts on stilts. They had no running water. They plowed their rice, their terraced rice fields with oxen. And all of these individuals in this village crowded around listening to a shortwave broadcast of Far East Broadcasting, telling them about God's love. It was a picture I'll never forget.
I'm so glad that you shared that. I've seen that myself, and words really can't describe it. It's amazing when you hear stories of people first seeing or hearing the gospel of Christ and how much that radio means to them. So I do appreciate the fact that your listeners are willing to contribute for this effort, but I have to encourage them and say, unless you've seen it with your own eyes, you have no idea the difference a radio can make in places like this, in people whose lives are so difficult, and how powerful the gospel can transform them.
Ed, tell us about the special website link that you've set up if Faith Radio listeners want to get involved.
Yeah, well, we have a special website that tells you a little bit more about this program, that explains how we use the money. The $30 doesn't just buy a radio, but the $30 covers the cost of getting the radio into the hands of the right people in these very, very difficult regions. So that's the important step, is having links to the local churches, understanding where there are people who can receive these radios and who will listen, and explaining to them what the purpose is, how they can listen, and much more importantly, how they can reconnect with the church so that after they've heard these broadcast messages, we get them connected to a body of believers. So it's this network that FABC has worldwide that allows us to be able to effectively distribute the radios to get the right people, to get them in the right hands, and make sure they're listening to the right content.
And that website again is givearadio.org, just givearadio.org. Ed Cannon, thank you so much for your time today for this wonderful ministry, reaching millions of people around the world with the gospel, people who will never see a Bible and who may never meet a missionary, but through Far East Broadcasting Corporation are hearing about how much God loves them.
Well, I want to thank you for your time too, Bill, and thank all of your listeners for what they do for the gospel and for their participation in this project with FEBC and Faith Radio.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.